Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will, and trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, we're glad you're with us here in the heart of New York City. It is our weekly gathering together here on the Baldwin McCullough Show, and we want to say thanks. We've got a few people out of position. We're kind of like playing like the way the Jets and the Giants are tonight. We got one of the starters sidelined, but that means we've got one of our great guys that we don't get to see that much. Mr. Owen is here instead of Mr. Ivan, and so we will have lots of fun in his stead. He actually sent us a team text earlier today. Mr. Ivan did. Mr. Ivan is the king of all things technical. He plugs everything in, turns on the lights. I wouldn't know how to open my laptop if it weren't for Ivan. But anyway, he texts us earlier today and goes,
by the way, I had two molars taken out of my...
And in the text, it was cool because it came across that way.
I had two molars taken out of my mouth, and I talked like a chipmunk.
Anyway, I thought, well, since it's a good thing that, you know, you're on the air all the time, then this should just work out great. I was kidding, so I told him... Oh, dude, get Owen or Mark or somebody in here and take the night off. So he's not with us. Jackie, I got to get your opinion on this. Nick, Owen, I think all of you probably have an opinion on this. So Ivan sends the text at roughly 3:38 this afternoon, something along those lines, right? I'm not misreading my text. And then I respond back to him, and I said, oh, it's awesome. We can mock Ivan tonight because he can't do anything about it personally. And then I said, I'm kidding. And then he says, I look like a chipmunk and feel like a possum. That didn't make it across the street. By the way, I cleaned one of those up last week in our neighborhood. It was very messy. He didn't make it across the street. And then I said, why don't you take the night off? Question mark. Now, remember, I'm talking to Ivan, right? Take the night off? Question mark. So... then I said, call one of the subs, let wifey love on you a little. Ivan goes, that sounds better and better. Let me try Owen or Mark. We got Mr. Owen in, huge lifesaver. He writes back just a couple of minutes later, Owen, freshly back from Jamaica. Yeah, man. You back?
I'm back.
Everything.
Everything, Irie.
Okay. So anyway, he's just back from his vacation doing some lollygagging down in Jamaica. And so he's able to be here. Then he says, Kev, don't forget that piece of equipment that you always forget to bring. It's called a Comrex. It's very complicated, but for those of you at home, it means nothing. But for us, like, if we don't have it, we can't get on the air. So I said, hey, good call! ! Times three. This is about 7:54 in the evening, Eastern time, if you're listening to us on the West Coast. It's a little over an hour ago. Then out of the blue, Mr. Stevie B, who is in Hyderabad, India. I don't know where it is. And in fact, I went and I had to look up the time zone because I tried to text him earlier today and say, hey, you're going to be with us tonight. And I said, what time is it there? And he wrote back, and it was like 2.5 hours earlier, 12 hours ahead the next day. Right? So it was like already Saturday afternoon. No, it was Sunday afternoon when I was in the, I don't know. Anyway, he was like 12 hours ahead of us, but it was 12 and a half because they're on the half hour time zone switch in India. How does that even work? Is that metric? Is that something because from the metric system they measure minutes differently over there too? Like, I get the inches centimeter thing, but why do we have to have like weird, like, okay, we're in a time zone that's 3/4 of an hour ahead of you? What? just make it a clean freaking hour. Just be concise about it. I don't want to have to do math to figure out time zones. So then about 7:54 our time, which I think is like, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock, middle of the morning the next day, Sunday morning in Hyderabad. Stevie B says, assuming there's no show tonight. Thanks, gang. That's the last we've heard from Stevie B. Ivan writes back in his diminished, weakened state, yes, Stevie B, there is a show. I'm staying home where my wife can love up on me, making me mushy food. I had two molars pulled today, but Owen is covering the board for me. Then Owen goes, I'm here. Everything is everything. And then by the time I got caught up on the text after I rolled into the studio tonight, I said, who said there wasn't a show? Of course there's a show. So, Nick, if he in some way breaks through the cloud that is the distance between here and Hyderabad, get him on the air. If not, we'll just, you know, wait until next week. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We got lots to get to tonight. Speaking of Stevie B, I really wanted him to be on the show tonight because I had a heck of a find in terms of a story tonight. When we go out and do public events, Mr. Baldwin and I, there are only a handful of things that people ever come up and talk to him about. One of which is his faith. One of which is his movies, but specifically specific movies. One is The Flintstones.
Hey, Fred. Hey, it's Barney Rubble. Do-do-do-do-do.
Which he was in Flintstones too, right? That was the Flintstones. He wasn't in the first because those other guys. But he was the Barney Rubble in Flintstones too. John Goodman was Fred. Goodman was Flintstone. Yeah. Yeah. So who played Barney Rubble in the first one? That's what I don't know. The guys are getting it for me. Anyway, so he played in Flintstones too, and that's usually the kids. The kids are like, hey, it's Mr. Baldwin. He was Barney Rubble in Flintstones too. Then you have all of the middle-aged cougar women. They all come up, and they only want to talk about one role that he ever had, that's Rick Moranis. Okay, Rick Moranis was Barney Rubble in the first one. Man, that's a switch. Man, Baldwin's totally got that role over Moranis. They showed me a picture. I didn't see a name, but showed me a picture. Are you kidding me? And Rosie O'Donnell was Betty? Oh, good grief. I think they improved on that franchise. Anyway, the kids like the Flintstones, right? Then you got the Cougars, the middle-aged cougary women that they can be kind of creepy, actually, with Stephen, because there's a degree of his faith that about half of them find very interesting, and then there's like the other half that like only want to talk to him about his role in The Usual Suspects, okay? Because they thought he was hot and crazy in The Usual Suspects. And so usually the hot, crazy people, and on cue, those of you watching on Biz TV, there's Nick. He's on cue. He gets it right up on the screen. But the cougary, middle-agey, what am I kidding? They're old now. These women are all old. They be old. But they think they're still middle-aged and cougary. They're all into The Usual Suspects. And the ones that are faith-driven are usually like freaked out by the ones that are the cougars. They're like, oh, yeah. And then there's one other movie. There's one other movie that no matter where we go, with Stevie B, no matter who, eventually it comes up. And this is the movie that every stoner in America knows Stevie B for. And it is the wonderful piece of cinematic masterpiecery. I'm making up all kinds of words. I'm Hillary Clinton tonight. I'm just making words up. The masterpiecery that is the Biodome. where in one famous scene, I believe he and Pauly Shore smoke 54 cigarettes. What are you giggling about, Jamaica? What is, yeah, 54 cigarettes at once. Now, that's a good fistful of cigarettes. And getting his mouth around just the filters on those, act of God, man. That is not natural. But like 54 cigarettes in one, you know, sniff. So anyway, I was drawn back to, how much time do I have? Oh, okay. I was drawn back to Stevie B's movie career today by a news story that captured my imagination. And it's too bad he's not here to defend himself, but I have to talk about it because it was in the news. And I'll tell you what the movie is that it relates to and why it's kind of interesting when we continue into the next segment here on the classic Baldwin McCullough show, in which Baldwin thought there's not a show going on tonight. Boy, is he going to be surprised when he watches the days.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click Complete H2O Minerals.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's Update to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, so glad you're with us. It is Bald McCullough from New York every Saturday night at this same time, and without you, we wouldn't have a show. So thank you for being there. Thank you for joining in the conversation at 888-340-3373. Thank you for doing simple things to tell others about it, like put it on your Facebook or your Twitter feed. Thanks for coming on back, and thanks most of all for doing yourself the favor of getting yourself the best night's sleep possible with the MyPillow. Now, look, Labor Day is just around the corner. That means what? It's back to school, right? I don't know of a single person, particularly anybody with children, that gets the kind of sleep that they need to get. I honestly don't. And people are now envious of 1KMC because I get the kind of sleep that other people only, like, fantasize about getting. And when they ask me how I do it, I say, well, it's the MyPillow. See, I used to have sleep interruptions. I used to have a stiff neck in the morning. I used to have all kinds of problems. And a year ago, last April, so let's that's like a year and a half now, I started using the American Classic. And eventually I moved up to the queen size, but I started with the American Classic. And it was that interlocking fill from the very first night. I put it right under my neck. I got the skull supported the right way. All the cervical nerves in my neck and shoulders and upper torso relaxed. I went into the deepest REM cycle sleep I've ever been in. And, friends, I don't know what your sleep problem has been, but I know you have one because we all have sleep interruptions. That's why we don't sleep good at night. We toss and turn. We get the headache. We wake up with the stiff neck, fibromyalgia, all kinds of stuff attached to it. Here's the thing. Mike Lindell couldn't be a better mensch if he tried. He's going to give it to you risk-free for 60 days. So you call and order the pillow, and I'm going to tell you how to get it for half price. But you call and order the pillow. You try it for 60 days. You test drive it for 60 days. You don't like what it does. You call them up, say, I'm sending it back. They're going to send you your money. But if you keep it, even better, they're going to warranty that pillow for 10 full years. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to get a warranty on anything for 10 full years. You can't even get a warranty on a car anymore for 10 full years. But you can get a pillow with a warranty for 10 full years that they will replace it no matter what happens to it. If it goes flat, whatever, and it's not going to. That's the thing. They've sold 6 million of these. They haven't gone flat. So, friends, you're literally running no risk whatsoever. Last thought on this. If I give you my promo code, you're going to get it for 50% or less of the original price because there could be a back-to-school sale going on tonight as well. In fact, I think that there is. So it may be 50% of the regular price. It may be less than that. But, friends, think about that. If you spent $39, let's say, on a MyPillow tonight, and it was warrantied for the next 10 years, you've invested all of $3.90 per year in getting the best night's sleep guaranteed. If it's not the best night's sleep guaranteed, they'll refund your money. That's the thing. So do me a favor. After we're off the air tonight, you're going to go to bed. You're going to try to sleep. You're going to have the same problems you've been having. Don't put up with that anymore. Get started on the MyPillow. My staff uses them. My staff during my weekday shows use them. The people at the radio station, everybody I know, I tell about because I'm an apologist. I'm an evangelist for the MyPillow. It does that much good in your life. Now, here's my promo code. Write this down. It's KMC. Kevin McCullough, KMC. And use that when you check out at MyPillow.com or when you call them at 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. You use my promo code. They're going to give you the lowest price possible. It may be 50% off. It might be 60 or 70% off, depending on what the sale is tonight. I think they have just gone full bore into the back-to-school sale, which means it may be more than 50%. But minimum you're going to get is 50% off. Call tonight. Call now. Get the pillow so you can start getting a good night's sleep and be done with this mess that's kept you up at night. It's just, what kind of price can you put on a good night's sleep? I'm telling you, greatest change I ever made in terms of personal sleeping habits. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Call and get the MyPillow going for you today. Okay, last segment. Stephen Baldwin is telling you, we go out, we do events places. The kids come up and want to talk Flintstones. The Cougars all want to come up and talk about Usual Suspects. But then all the stoner potheads in the world want to come up and talk about Biodome and other people. Pauly Shore fans. Well, I guess Pauly Shore fans and stoners are the same people. But anyway, that's just the risk you run. But today I thought of them because today in the on the Mashable website, Mashable.com, Liza Heron is letting us know that as of yesterday, you had a picture of that, Nick? Put that on the screen for the TV folks at home. There it is, the Mars Biodome. There are six people that went in, three boys and three girls, going into the Mars Biodome. Now, what this is, they're trying to prepare for an eventual manned space mission to Mars. And they think it's going to take about a year and a half, about a year and something to get there, and then a year and something to get home. So it's going to take a long, long time of them sitting together, being together in crowded circumstances. So I guess they're starting out by seeing if they can exist in the dome together. So these six people, the ones on your screen, go back to that. The ones that were on the screen right there, six people, so three boys, three girls. Now, see, here's the problem. If they come out of the colony with more than that, we're gonna have issues. Especially if any of these guys are married, which I don't see any wedding rings on, so that's a good thing. But I was thinking about that. Under what ridiculous assumption could some person with a straight face go to their husband or wife and go, "Hey, I've been selected for the Mars mission. Thing is, I have to go shack up in a dome for a year. So good luck with the kids. I'll see you in 12 months when I get out." I don't know how that works. I just don't know. Anyway, 888-340-3373. So I wanted Stevie B to be here. I wanted him to be here so that he could be reacting to this very thing. Because he's got a lot of experience in that dome. Like, he could tell, he could advise them, how do you smoke 54 cigarettes in one drag? Like, literally, how do you tape them together so that they make the world's largest joint? He would be able to know. He would be able to know. Actually, he's now calling us in 10 minutes? Really? He's going to call us? Yeah. I'll believe that when I see it. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. He is in Hyderabad in India tonight. Hyderabad? Hydramine? What? Dopamine. Anyway. the staff is being ridiculous. 10 minutes Stevie B time, and there's a big smiley face emoji on the screen. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, hey, we've actually got some serious stuff to talk about tonight. There's a massive rally that's going to go on in New York City this next week. But what I want to talk about is the premise for it all. Josh Earnest, the press face for the Obama administration, the guy that comes out and gets all snarky with reporters every day because he's like, "I'm better than you. I don't have to answer your questions," that kind of thing. Well, he basically said something yesterday that was really, I thought, just in really bad taste. But I'd like to know what you think of it. He says this Iran deal, Congress is useless to this. It matters not what Congress does. That's his take on it. 888-340-3373. I'll let you hear the audio. Then I want to take your calls. Do you believe that's the case? Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live, only on a Saturday night, live from New York.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What a beautiful shot of Fifth Avenue if you're watching on Biz TV. It's a gorgeous night in New York. It really is. End of August can be sweltery, but it has not been this year, and we are very grateful for it. Kevin McCullough is my name. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We are normally with you on Saturday nights, and when I say we, I mean, of course, Mr. Stephen Baldwin, because he is the Baldwin half of Baldwin McCullough. But a good thing has happened in Stevie B's life since he was on the Celebrity Apprentice with that guy that's leading the presidential race. He actually has been beyond blitzed with movie work, and so he's on a trip now to Hyderabad in India, and then he's going to Jordan, and then to Poland, and then back to Jordan, then to Poland, and then Hyderabad. Before coming back home, and he's supposedly doing all this before the 9th of September. So he's in the midst of a really big trip, working on three different films, and he was supposed to call, thought the show was canceled, and it wasn't canceled, but he's saying now he'll call within the next 10 minutes, which, depending on when he called in the last segment and said 10 minutes, that could have been like now, or it could be just before we go to the commercial break at the end of this segment. So I have no idea of actually measuring it, but that's the kind of, you know, spontaneous live radio you've become accustomed to on Saturday nights with Baldwin McCullough Live. Okay, there was this little deal that I don't know if you've heard. Let me be clear. Our president, you may not have heard about this, kids. Pay careful attention because, you know, I've been watching this for you. I'm right on top of the news. Evidently, there's a terror state that we cut some sort of agreement with, that we're going to give them nuclear weapons and $150 billion, and we're going to let them inspect their own nuclear facilities. I know that I'm kind of like crazy and sophisticated and like way, you know, too intellectual for most people to comprehend. No. That's the opposite. I'm not any of those things. But even I can figure out that them inspecting themselves is not that good of a deal for everybody else in the deal. It's kind of like if you were, I don't know, if you were working at a you know, part-time job, you're in high school, need some money, you work in the register, and the owner comes up and goes, hey, guess what? You get to tell me how much is in the till tonight. I'm not going to have any records of anything, and I'll just hope for the best and expect you to tell me the truth. And he suddenly wonders why he only has like $2 in the register at the end of the night, because that was date night for you, and you took everything to go. It's kind of the same thing. We're kind of saying to the Iranians, hey, if you want to, just do whatever you want to do, we're not going to have any real mechanism, because even if we think that they did cheat, we have to go into a 24-day holding pattern to then get permission to then go into the places. And I guess now when we say we're going to inspect them, all we're going to do is like watch their people go in and say, hey, what'd you find? That should work well. That'll shut down their nuclear ambitions like that, don't you think? So you may not have noticed, but there's been a little controversy with this whole Iran deal in the United States, and it's been bubbling up all over the place. And you may not have noticed, but a few weeks ago, 15,000 or so listeners to the Kevin McCullough Show and Baldwin McCullough Live came together in Times Square, and we helped to put on. Governor Pataki was there, and Alan Dershowitz was there. But I know your heart. Most of you were there because, you know, you wanted to support me. That's the way it was. We broke the record for the largest protest ever held in Times Square that had nothing to do with New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is obviously where the ball drops, and there's going to be a lot more people in there. And it's nasty. You do not want to go to Times Square New Year's Eve. The things they do, because they lock you into the barriers and you're there for like 9 hours. And they sell beer. They sell lots of beer and make you stand in barricades for 9 hours. And they keep selling the beer. They keep bringing it to you, and you keep drinking it. And then they bring you more, and you drink more of that. And it just goes and goes and goes. You don't want to do Times Square on New Year's Eve. Just take my word for it. But this was a pretty crazy event because we had the actual attendance of the rally is now projected to have been over 15,000 people that came to Times Square and said, Senator Chuck Schumer, you have the power to influence others in the Senate. Please vote no on this deal. And he's going to. He's publicized his position. Bob Menendez, another liberal Democrat from New Jersey, jumped on board, said, I'm going to oppose the deal, too. This coming Tuesday, I'm going to tell you about what we're doing, because we have the chance to try to flip Christian Gillibrand, Chuck Schumer's Senate mate from New York State, to get her to a no vote. But we need thousands and thousands of people. We need you to come from Texas and Florida and California and stand with us this coming September 1st. That's Tuesday night, 5:30 to 7:30 outside her office. I'll give you some of the details when we get into it. But you won't believe the White House's response to all this. I'm going to play that for you when we come back.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So glad to have you with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, and we've got lots to get to tonight, including some campaign trail talk. We'll do campaign trail talk 2016 in an hour or two as well. The Trumpster, man, there's such – I'm calling this election the clown show 2016. I really think it is. It's like a Volkswagen pulled up to the center ring of the circus, and there's just – look, you got the comb over. You got the pantsuit. You got the establishment. You got crazy Uncle Joe about to get in. I mean, it is one big circus, is it not? We'll expand on that more in the second hour. But the Iran deal that has been on the table and has, you know, we were told this is necessary. We've got to do this. the president says. Let me be clear. This is the most important thing we've ever done. We will see the world be saved if we do this. That was with the teleprompter. Anyway, I'm not seeing that. I'm not getting that. And this week, Josh Earnest, in fact, just yesterday, came to the press corps in the bowels of the White House, the press room. I've been in that room. It's a pretty impressive room, actually, from all the technology that they have in there. But he said one of the most amazing things I think I've ever heard a press secretary say, and this is what it sounded like. Go.
If it's breathtakingly close, for lack of a better adjective, if it's really razor thin, what kind of message does that send in? And how much do the numbers matter to the president and to the White House?
Not at all. And let me tell you why. The fact is, we don't need Congress to approve this deal. We just need Congress not to screw it up. So Congress has an opportunity to play spoiler here. And if they fail in that effort, this deal will move forward, it will be implemented, and we will have taken the most important step we can, the best step we can, to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
All right, so I think this is a pen and phone moment here. I think what he's saying is, look, you guys, you and your 15,000 people rallying in Times Square, you know, average citizens speaking out saying this Iran deal looks bad and it's dangerous to us and dangerous to the world. You don't mean nothing to us. The senators that they've been able to, that we've been able to flip, Democrats that are willing to vote against a Democratic president, not a very popular one, I might add, but they're willing to vote against him on his legacy item. He thinks he's going to be Churchill when this thing goes through. He's Chamberlain. This thing is ushering in a whole new era of killing specifically Jews and then Americans. That's the whole goal of the Ayatollahs. But he thinks that there's some glorious reputation that he's going to gain from having seen this deal through. And the more we find out about it, the more horrible it gets. And most recently, learning just a week or so ago, that is one of the side agreements that we conceded to. John Kerry said, okay, we'll let you guys work that out on the side. We allowed Iran to dictate to the IAEA, the international body that governs the advancement of nuclear technologies around the world from the United Nations. They dictated to the IAEA that they themselves would be the only ones inspecting the facilities. So let's just be straight here. We believe that they're developing a nuclear weapon at said facility, Facility X, for lack of a better term. We say to Iran, we think you've got nuclear weapons in there. And they say, okay, we'll start the arbitration process, because there's 24 days you got to go through. You go through the arbitration process. And if you get the mullahs and the other people that are sitting on that board to go, okay, well, now you can go in. The way the agreement works is that after that 24 days is up, then the UN and the international inspectors go with the guys that are Iranian and represent the Iranian government, and they go right up to the door, and the Iranians go in, and the international inspectors stand outside. They stand outside, and they wait. And when the Iranian inspectors come out of the unit, then we have to say, and was there any evidence in there of the development of nuclear technologies? Pen in hand, clipboard in the other hand, I'm ready to write down your response. Well, what do you think Ahmed is going to say to the IAEA? Yeah, we're loaded with nukes in there. We're about to blow up. In fact, the ground you're standing on, dude, you're going to be fried if you don't leave now. No, they're not going to say that. They're going to say, no, we have no proof that there's no nuclear bombs in there. Nothing, nada. So if you think that this is a bunch of nonsense, as most Americans do, then be with us September 1st. I don't care how you have to get here. Get on a plane, drive your car, join the rally, be in front of the offices of Kristen Gillibrand, 780 3rd Avenue, 49th Street, September 1st, 5:30 in the evening. We will go for 2 hours. Joe Lieberman will be there, Democratic senator. Lindsey Graham will be there, Republican senator from South Carolina. We are anticipating thousands of people showing up. We did not anticipate the crowd that we had in Times Square a couple of weeks ago. This is all the more important, friends, because this stupid story about how we're going to let them inspect themselves came out just this last a couple of weeks ago after the other after the first protests had been held. 780 3rd Avenue and 49th Streets in Manhattan. It's the joint offices, by the way, of Senator Schumer and Senator Gillibrand. And Senator Schumer heard the voice of the people and changed his mind. I think we can do the same thing with Senator Gillibrand, and that would make another Democrat in the Senate that flipped against the president's term. We don't have to let this thing go through. If we get enough votes to get the override accomplished, we can kill the deal. But we need to. Now, here's what I want to talk to you about tonight. That little clip I played, Josh Earnest saying to the, because the lady's asking him, hey, if the vote comes down really close, is that going to be a problem? And he smiled and smugly said, we don't need no Congress. What Congress do we need? We're the Obama administration. Yeah, baby. We can pass whatever we want. We want to give them $150 billion to go blow themselves to kingdom come and everybody else around them. You can't stop us. That's just who we are. Your reaction to the administration's response to that question and the voice of the people trying to get his attention. 888-340-3373. We're live in New York. It's Baldwin McCullough. Don't go away.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-09.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
so glad that you're with us live from New York every Saturday night. It's Bald McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough is standing the post tonight because Stephen is on location out of the country. He's in India. But we're glad to do it, and we're glad to work with the Stop Iran Rally Coalition because this coming Tuesday we've got a huge event here in New York City, and I'm alerting the nation to it, but we would like to see as many of you East Coasters, wherever you, if you can get on a plane and get here by Tuesday, do it. Your presence outside of Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office is going to make a world of difference. It did with Senator Schumer. He was not expecting that we would have the largest protest ever held in Times Square. And the fact that we did, I think, was critical in the decision that he made to ultimately vote to kill the deal. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Want to know your thoughts on this. Let's go to line one. George is calling from Long Island. Hi, George.
Good evening, Kevin. Tonight I am Uncle Sam 2.0, and I think the rally needs a rally cry, and it's a very good one.
Okay.
Gillibrand, take a stand. Help the world to stop Iran.
You know, you could put Jesse Jackson out of work if you keep that up.
Oh, thank you for that.
I don't know if that's a I hope that's a compliment. I mean, he's always coming up with those rhymes. Thanks for the call, George. Very interesting, very, very interesting thing. I was talking with the Stop Iran people, and there was a sign that was at the Schumer rally a few weeks ago. And this one guy was holding up a sign a few rows in from the front of the stage, and it said, "What about death to America? Do you not understand?" And he was asked, "How'd you come up with that sign?" Because they had other signs that were, you know, like, "Say no to Iran, kill the deal," you know, some other things. And he goes, "Well, I listened to Kevin McCullough, and he said that on the show one day, and it just made all the sense in the world to me." And so they're printing up for this rally. They're going to have printed up by the thousands, maybe by the tens of thousands, my phrase. What part of death to America do you not understand? And it's a worthy question. But here's what I want to know. Here's what I want to know. You hear this comment from Josh Earnest from the White House. You hear kind of the smug, I don't know, hubris of the whole thing. How does it cause you to react? Real quickly, let's hit this before we go to the break. Josh Earnest, go.
How important is that final number? If it's breathtakingly close, for lack of a better adjective, if it's really razor thin, what kind of message does that send? And how much do the numbers matter to the president and to the White House?
Not at all. And let me tell you why. The fact is, we don't need Congress to approve this deal. We just need Congress not to screw it up. So Congress has an opportunity to play spoiler here, and if they fail in that effort, this deal will move forward, it will be implemented, and we will have taken the most important step we can, the best step we can, to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
Let me go to
the... That's the White House. Congress is unnecessary. Why? Because we are in power. I'll be glad when we finally get rid of that mindset, that attitude, the whole bunch of them. Kevin McCullough for Ball.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one.